This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2020 Gemini New Moon. The new moon takes place on May 22nd, 2020 at 10:38 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 1:38 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 5:38 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 2 degrees Gemini, 4 minutes. Can you hear me now? I'm sorry, what'd you say? I can't make out what you're saying. There's too much static. Oh, now I can. Oh, no, now I've lost you. Oh, there you are again. Can you hear me? Had that conversation lately? No? Come on, be honest. Sure you have. Everybody's doing it. The Gemini new moon is filling the air and our minds and our conversations and the news with noise, chatter, confusion, static, and moments of clarity. Watch for the clarity. Watch for the knowing. It does exist, even if so much of life feels like a tornado. The Gemini new moon marks the next phase in the flow of information and getting around. It's ruled by Mercury, cosmic messenger, who is in his home sign for this event. Gemini is light, flexible, versatile, diverse, multitasking, and oh, let's call it fickle. It's ooh, shiny object territory, inclined to keep options open and skim surfaces so it can move easily to the next attraction. This time, though, the moon's a bit more complicated and a bit more responsible and stabilizing. That characteristic comes from a close trine and easy open current from the sun and moon to Saturn, lord of order, structure, and restrictions, and planet of adulting, in the friendship and community-oriented sign of Aquarius. This trine delivers focus and staying power. Under it, pieces of information fall into place with long-term appeal and use. While we may still flit here and there, traffic and trivia, and chat up a storm, the probability is high of being selective with topics and targets and conversation partners, preferring ones that matter, that add to our grounding, that shore up and support priorities, goals, and foundations. This information flow connects to the stay-at-home culture that has been with us since mid-March, when, not coincidentally, Saturn entered Aquarius for the first time in nearly three decades. We're going to want to connect with people, more people, even more people, but most especially, people who mean a lot to us. Also, not coincidentally, partnerships, reciprocal, balanced, equal ones, factor into our choices. The moon is enjoying the same open current with Juno, protector of marriage, in relationship-focused Libra. We may be thinking and talking about what close relationships look like now. We may be thinking and talking about commitment and what that looks like now. The new moon's links to Saturn and to Juno create a grand trine in air, a seemingly endless loop of thoughts and discussion and data on the topic. We do have the power to stop the flow and direct it elsewhere. That comes from taking responsibility for and getting over ourselves. The grounding point for the trine, the one force in the sky that can bring it down into something more than an intellectual construct, is Chiron in Aries. It is between the new moon and Saturn in a sextile or opportunity aspect. Chiron represents abiding wounds, the ones that do not go away no matter how much you work on them, but may become strengths and allies. The wounded healer of mythology presents the challenge of integrating pain and settling into physical existence. His role in this new moon offers the potential of relief coming from recognizing or acknowledging wounds involving taking charge. Have you perhaps taken charge because of a track record of people letting you down? Or perhaps abdicated responsibility and left it to others? Chiron's role now may also involve addressing wounded masculinity, from unhealthy to disempowered to toxic, and rebalancing roles and responsibilities in relationships, or at least thinking and talking about them a lot. Another reason relationships are a hot topic is the exact conjunction between the moon's ruler, Mercury, and love goddess Venus. Venus is barely 10 days into her retrograde, stirring memories and ghosts and appearances of people, projects, and matters that were once important to us. Love past is much on our minds and at the center of discourse, as are also business deals passed. Watch the news for that. We could be thinking and talking a lot about people we dated, ways we interacted, pals we ran with, creativity we expressed, and in general, the way life used to be. How much of this is true or real is questionable. Fog is coming off a challenging square from Mercury and Venus to Neptune, keeper of dreams, illusion, and the cosmic fog machine. Nostalgia is in the air. So is romanticizing. So is a lot of delusion and deceit. Now that could be escalating and obscuring our vision. That could be coming out for exposure. Since love is the domain of both Venus and Neptune, earthly and higher, respectively, we could have an epidemic of rose-colored glasses and wistfulness for the way we were, with longings that may not have anything to do with the way we actually were. Since creativity is also their joint domain, the square could force action on previous projects or birth new ones with inspiration from the past. The clash between the three planets could also encourage bursts of gaslighting, with Chiron offering alternatives and the possibility of rectifying past instances of it. The masculine will feel the brunt of this. The new moon is in a wide square to Mars, pushing him, yea, verily, commanding him to take action. Will he put on his big boy pants or strap on armor and weaponry? More likely, since he is in Pisces, he will respond indirectly, backhandedly, and on the positive end, gently and compassionately. The upshot, this new moon is a chatterbox cafe with a smorgasbord on offer. Go easy on the junk food, although, well, haven't you earned some? You'll find plenty of tidbits that will sustain and nourish you, and possibly delight and heal you as well. Use the energies of this moon to sift through the chatter, and also the past. Come up with versatile, even fun approaches that fit the current paradigm. Pick up bits of yourself and integrate them. Pick up old projects. Hash them over. Infuse them with inspiration and push them forward. You've got time. The energies and issues swirling under this new moon are with us beyond the usual 4-week moon cycle. They will be hanging in the air at least until Venus stations direct on June 25th. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly podcasts, sign up for my mailing list, and book a session with me. You'll find lively discussion on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge, lots of bonus content at patreon.com/KathyBeal, and whatever I feel like posting on Instagram at KABeal, and on YouTube, you'll find me at the Professional Aquarian Channel.